After all, we're best friends, aren't we? Are you really that surprised? We've been through everything. I've known you so, so long. You can't really be surprised. Can you? Did you think that I just was satisfied just being your friend? Don't be silly. I mean, I guess being your friend isn't the worst thing in the world, but it's not. That's why I'm here. Oh, come on. You can't be that surprised. Right? Did you think I was just kidding when I said that one of these nights you were gonna find me in your bed late at night? Well, surprise, surprise. I have to say, you kind of forced me to this. Don't look at me like that. Turn back around. Face the wall. Being rude. The reason I'm asking you to do that is because when you look at me, I have a hard time thinking straight. And I don't want to get distracted. You know what I mean? And I want to explain to you exactly what and why I'm here. I can feel your heart racing underneath my fingertips. You know, this might come as a surprise, or I don't know, maybe it might just freak you out. But have you considered taking off your clothes when you get into bed? Yeah, some people do it. Most people don't, though. Which I've always wondered about. You know, I asked someone, it's not important who, why they chose to wear clothes in bed. And they said, well, what happens if there's an earthquake or a fire and I need to leave the house in a rush? Surely, you can't be bothered putting clothes on when the roof is about to cave in. Or something like that. Which, I admit, I suppose they had a point. Can you imagine a fire roaring through your house and you hopping on one foot, trying to get your pants on? Or maybe your sense of self-preservation is so strong that you wouldn't even bother with clothes. Clothes wouldn't even occur to you except for the blind urge to run out the front door and hopefully into the arms of a waiting paramedic. But that's a conversation for another night. Wouldn't you agree? Anyways, I think I got a little off track. I was going to explain to you what I was doing here in your bed at... Ooh. It's almost 2 in the morning. To be honest, I'm a little sad you're awake. You shouldn't be. And the whole reason I came here is because I've seen the dark circles under your eyes. I've seen the way you yawn. The way you try to hide it. Because you don't want to be rude. And I think that's one of the things that I just find so adorable about you. You're so sweet and kind and generous, and it would never, ever, ever occur to you to offend anyone. And I guess that's also one of the reasons. Forgive me, one of the many reasons why I'm so attracted to you. Because you're so kind and generous, I feel like a lot of people take advantage of that. And a lot of people have. But you're so... Well, you're so nice that you just let it happen all the time. Again and again and again. And something like that, watching it happen to someone like you, someone who deserves better, it drives me crazy. You can't imagine. And so, that's why I had to do it. Yeah. I know you've always suspected it. But you never wanted to say it out loud. Yeah. It's my fault. I'm the one who pushed her down the flight of stairs. Can you really blame me? I mean, she never really appreciated you. Not the way you deserved. But I can appreciate you. Even if you think our friendship might not survive. And I know that's why you've always ignored any kind of overtures I've made. But I'm just here to tell you that you don't have to worry about that. No matter what happens, no matter what you do, no matter what you say, I will always, always, always love you. Even if you decide to walk down into the burning pits of hell, I'll follow you willingly, happily. That's how dedicated I am to you. But you just kept ignoring me. So, you see, That's why I had to do what I'm doing right now. You kind of forced my hand. But, well, I don't think it's that bad, right? I'm so jealous. You know, girls like me, we have to spend hundreds, thousands of dollars to have skin so soft like this, but you don't really make any effort, do you? You just use soap? That's so unfair. Feel sleepy. Okay, so let me think about this. I'm starting to fall asleep. I'm starting to feel sleepy. Okay. Well, I bet you can tell that I'm just really tired. And it's so hard for me to keep my eyes open. Eyelids just feel so heavy. And even though I try to blink, it's getting harder and harder to open my eyes after every blink. So at this point, it's just easier to say, Oh, that's right. I guess I never did tell you what I came here to say. As you know, I would do anything, everything for you. And I know that you're worried. But I just want you to know that you're overthinking this. No matter what you do or say, I'm always going to love you. So please, won't you let me take care of you? Just let me be by your side. You will? That's great. I knew if I wore you down enough times, you'd finally agree. Yes, the sounds of your heartbeat is like the most beautiful symphony to my ears. When you wake.